Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Deactivating your Facebook account is a temporary measure. It's basically just taking yourself off the social network, and you're invisible to everybody there, so people can't send you friend requests or see your posts or anything like that, but you still have a Facebook account. You can come back anytime. It's just not available for anyone else to see. Deleting it is a different story. That means it's completely gone permanently, and you would have to make a new account if you wanted to get back onto Facebook.
However, when you deactivate, you think that everything stops, but it doesn't.
No, it does not. So it turns out that when you deactivate your account, even though you're taking a pause from Facebook itself, Facebook is not taking a pause from you. They're still tracking you. They're still tracking your daily web activities and things like that as if you still had a Facebook account and had not deactivated or anything like that. The reasoning behind this, or at least what Facebook tells me, is they believe that because it's temporary, you're eventually going to come back, and they want your newsfeed to be as relevant as possible. So say I deactivated my Facebook account, and I had suddenly moved to a different state, and I started, you know, going to all these like different events in that state and things like that. If I reactivated my Facebook while I was in this new state, Facebook would know that already. They would essentially have ads like targeted to me, like based off of like my new location and everything, even though my account had been deactivated for that time period.
It really does sound a little bit creepy how much they do know about us.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, you know, you're telling them everything that you like. It tracks, you know, what websites you're going on, what links you're clicking on, who your friends are, what your hobbies are. And that really is the power to all of to the Facebook machine here, is that they you know all this about you, and they, you know, provide that information for advertisers to target posts to.
When you do delete your account, everything is gone then? Facebook stops following you completely?
Yeah, so when you delete your account, you have 30 days to, if you change your mind, to sign back in and get your account back. But after that, it's permanently deleted. And then Facebook holds on to that data for about another 2 months or so on your profile, just for purposes. Sometimes they, you know, it could be part of a criminal investigation or something like that, and they want to make sure that they're holding on to it and not deleting it immediately. But so after that, Facebook doesn't track data on you tied to your profile, but Facebook is still tracking people that aren't even on Facebook through browsers and things like that, because your browser kind of has its own fingerprint. You know, every browser has a different set of bookmarks, for example, or, you know, it comes from a different IP address or a different MAC address. And they're able to serve you ads, like, just on any website that you go to, not Facebook alone.
If you don't want to be tracked by Facebook, how do you do that?
That's a harder question. I mean, you would have to go on websites that don't have Facebook's tracking pixel on it. It's currently on about 275 million web pages, so it's going to be hard to avoid all of that.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.